So what this RPM life management system is going to do is help you to do two things. Number one, decide in advance what it is you want to focus on. What are the results you really want in each area of your life, in your body, in your relationships, in your business and career, in the mission of your life, what you want to contribute. And then number two, get you every single day to be focused on what it will take for you to really get the results you're after, not what is all the to-do list things that I have to get done. Because trying to focus on that to-do list will make you nuts. It won't work. It'll just make you stressed. Because as I've already said, you can accomplish everything on your to-do list and still not accomplish anything really meaningful. In fact, this is the classic example of mistaking movement for achievement. And you don't want to settle for something that isn't really achievement for your life, for your standards, for your values, for what you desire most. I mean, think about it. I see this happen with moms all the time. You know, the typical soccer mom. Here's this lady who's trying to get everything done. She's got her massive to-do list. She's got to do the shopping. She's got to get the kids ready for school, get them to school, pick them up for soccer practice, make sure everything flows, cook the dinner. And very often they come to me because they're stressed out of their mind. They're as stressed as any executive is stressed. And the reason is they're so focused on their to-do list, they've forgotten their outcome. They've forgotten what it is they really want. What they really want is to have quality time with their kids, to enjoy them and be with them as they're growing up, maybe to shape their values, to be with their spouse and have a great time. We get so caught up in getting those things done, we don't have a life anymore. And I want to tell you, the most successful business people don't have a to-do list as their primary way of managing their life. They know what they got to get done, but that's not anywhere near as important as the first question they answer. What is it I really want? Hey, Bill Gates does not have a to-do list. I got news for you. If you want to know what made Bill Gates successful, it's he focused on something different than anyone else. Lots of people were in the computer business. Lots of people were in the software business. But Bill Gates had a different question that he asked, so he focused on something different, and he got a totally different result. His question was not, how do I build the most successful software company? The question Bill Gates made his entire focus on and got everyone around him to do the same was this. Here's our outcome. How do we become the intelligence that runs all computers in the world? That's a very different question. And ask and you shall receive if you keep asking the same question and you expect the answer, if your focus is on what you really want. And sure enough, now 95% of all computers in the world are run by Windows. I don't know if it's the best software or operating system, I should say, but it's the one that runs it all. And Bill Gates today is extremely successful in terms of his impact, also economically. He's the richest man in the world with $60 billion, I guess, in net worth at this stage. That all comes from a different focus. He didn't say, what do I need to do? He said, what's the outcome? What are we after, guys?